Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. How are you? This is Brent.
Hey, Brent, how are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Fayetteville, North Carolina today.
What are you, you're traveling around? Or you'll be someplace else tomorrow?
I'm here for some training at Fort Bragg. I'm a military intelligence officer, and for the last 3 weeks...
Hey. Got some fans here. Well, welcome to the show. It's good to have you. Brent, you're going to play the game which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Brent's topic?
If you can't beat them, join them.
When life gives you lemons, sometimes you just have to give in and eat the damn lemons. Our panelists are going to read you 3 stories this week of efforts to solve problems by embracing them. Guess the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine or voicemail. Ready to play?
Yes, sir.
First, let's hear from Tom Baudette.
We've all had the experience of flipping through the 600 channels on the TV to find nothing but a big steaming pile of programming you can't imagine anyone watching. Well, this general impression of non-premium cable offerings has presented a real problem for cable providers now required by the FCC to sell their channels a la carte. When you can no longer bundle Bridezilla with The Ellen Show, the bride is going to get left at the altar, says industry spokesperson Marcia Arend. We had to figure out how to add some market buzz to, face it, some pretty awful television. That's when we came up with curiously ridiculous adult programs. Crap TV offers the entire lineup of channels you used to only watch drunk or in the basement guest room at your relatives. Judge Alex, Wheeler Dealers, CNN. And people are paying for it, says Aaron. We sell crap TV as a guilty pleasure. It is the white powdered donut to premium cable's banana nut muffin. You know, sometimes you just gotta go for the donuts.
Crap TV, that its name. Bad stuff packaged as a guilty pleasure. Your next story of someone giving up the fight comes from Roxanne Roberts.
After years of trying to stop Halloween pranks, egging cars, whitewashing homes, and the classic toilet paper in the trees, the town of Arcady, California, has taken all the fun out of vandalism by turning it into performance art. The first ever Charmin All Hallows exhibit kicks off at dusk Monday with smashed pumpkins, graffiti, teepeed houses, and other, quote, art, part of the citywide installation. Charmin paid $1 million for the naming rights. Famed artist Christo will select the winning entry, which gets a lifetime supply of toilet paper. Quote, we tried arrest, fine, street patrols, nothing stopped the trash, Mayor Todd Whitman told the Associated Press. So we thought, modern art. Not everyone is happy about the idea. Quote, they co-opt Halloween, grumbled a teenage gang member who said he tossed out his spray paints. Quote, now I'm taking my little sister trick or treating.
Down in California, co-opts vandalism by making it an art form. Your last story of surrender, sweet, sweet surrender, comes from Brian Babylon.
All right. Drunks will be drunks, from bar fights that spill out onto the street to a high hill that'll break from too many Jaeger bombs. In an effort to cut down injuries from late-night curbside drunkenness, Australian officials have tried a bouncy approach. Rubber sidewalks. The installation of matting made from recycled rubber tiles started as an effort to cut down on clinky keg noises. They're even putting them up in clubs, said Steve Thomas, head of marketing from A1 Rubbers. Nobody sees the rubber sidewalks as a cure for Australia's drinking woes, but this bouncy solution is taking off all across Australia.
All right. Let me review the problems and the solutions. From Tom Baudette, cable shows that simply weren't selling, they were packaged together in a package called Crap TV, so you could just enjoy that bad programming as a special treat. From Roxanne Roberts, toilet paper in the trees in a town in California, they couldn't stop it, so they made it a contest in modern art. Or from Brian Babylon, you can't stop the Australians from drinking, getting drunk, and falling down, so why not just make the sidewalks rubber? Which of these is a real story of a creative solution to a problem that otherwise couldn't be fixed?
Well, I like Brian's story, but I don't know that a Commonwealth country would name a company A1 Rubbers. So, Roxanne, I'm going with your story.
All right. You've chosen Roxanne's story, as so many have before you. To bring you the real answer, we spoke to someone familiar with it.
Rubber sidewalk, providing a safe surface to anybody who drinks, because when you fall on it, nothing breaks.
That was Lindsay Smith, founder and CEO of Rubber Sidewalks Incorporated, an American company, I believe. She was speaking to the merits of spongy sidewalks and why they're perfect for dealing with drunks. So, as so many have before you, you've been seduced by the wiles of Roxanne Roberts. Sadly, you didn't win our prize. You didn't earn a point for Roxanne, for which
right,
I'm sure she's very appreciative.
Thank you for having me on the show, Peter.
Thank you, Brandon. Thanks for your service.
Thanks, Brett.
Good luck.